Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hey guys, so this podcast is about the five types of people you need to remove from your inner circle. I did another podcast about the five types of people that you need in your inner circle, because of course we don't want to clean or clear out a space without putting something else in its place. So this one is about the five types of people you need to remove from your inner circle. The first type of person that you want to be sure you don't have in your inner circle is people who don't challenge you to evolve and grow. So things that are static are the same. They don't change. And as human beings, we are not static. We change. And so you want to be sure that all those people that are really close to you, that are giving input and advice and counsel into your life, are people who are challenging you to grow and evolve. Not people who are reminding you who you used to be, reminding you to be stuck in the past, and giving you permission to stay stuck where you are today. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." And so even Proverbs, the Bible, this is the book of wisdom, is giving us wisdom on this issue. You cannot take a piece of wood and use a hammer to sharpen it. It just doesn't work. It takes something sharp to sharpen something else. So as iron sharpens iron, the people in your life have to sharpen you. They should be people who are pushing you to be the best version of yourself. The second type of person you need to remove from your inner circle is people who don't clap when you win. In Luke 15:26-28, it says, "Meanwhile, the older brother was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in." Now, this is a very popular story from the Bible, the prodigal son. Most of the time we put the emphasis on the prodigal son who squandered away his father's wealth and went away and came to himself and came back and was well received. But very few people look or take notice of the brother and learn the powerful lesson here. His brother resented the fact that he returned and was welcomed by his father because he never left. And he felt like he was somehow being slighted and that his younger brother was having this celebration being thrown for him. And he'd been there all along being faithful and not been rewarded as he would see it in his eyes. And so people who don't clap when you win are those people who are in your life who see you doing something positive, who see you begin to move forward and make a forward momentum, but they don't celebrate it. They're the people who, when you write your book, they don't buy your book. Who, when you have an event, they refuse to come. People who don't clap when you win are going to be it's going to be hard for them to be supportive of you evolving and growing and becoming the best version of yourself. So you want to be careful about having people who don't celebrate you and celebrate your success in your inner circle. So the first type of person to remove from your inner circle is a person who doesn't challenge you to grow and evolve. The second type of person is people who don't clap when you win. The third type of person you need to remove from your inner circle is people who abandon you when times are hard. Now, it would be great if life was always cherry and rosy and everything was always wonderful, but that's just not the way life is. We're going to have disappointments. We're going to have struggles. We have weaknesses. Things happen. Life happens. And so people who can't support you and be there for you when you go through difficult times are not the type of people that you want in your inner circle, because it's inevitable that you're going to have challenges. You're going to have times when you need to support the support of other people and you need to lean on people to be able to push through. And so people who can't support you during those times are people that don't need to be in your inner circle. Now, that doesn't mean you necessarily need to cut them out of your life altogether, but you have to pay particular attention to the people who are really close to you, because those people inevitably are pouring into you. They're feeding you their energy, their advice, their perspectives. And so if you begin thinking like them and functioning like them, and they are not going to be there for you in hard times, it'll be difficult. Back in the, I think it was maybe the 80s, there was this commercial where this older lady, it wasn't funny, but people ended up turning it into something comical, where a lady was in the bathroom and she said, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up." And so you don't want to be in that situation where you fall or something disappointing happens, you have some type of health challenge, you lose someone close to you, and you don't have anyone who supports you when times are hard. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 10 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either one of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." So even the Bible is telling us it's a sad condition to not have anyone to support you. So the first type of person that you want to remove from your inner circle is people who don't challenge you to grow and evolve. The second type of person is someone who doesn't clap when you win. The third type of person that you want to remove from your inner circle is a person who abandons you when times are hard. The fourth person is a person who agrees with everything you say. Now, I know this one might not be popular because we like to surround ourselves with like-minded people and people who co-sign us on things that we probably shouldn't even be doing. But that's not the type of people you need in your inner circle. You need people that challenge you. You need people that help you evolve. And you need people that tell you that's not what you want. This is not what you should be doing. Is that the right decision for you? You need to look deeper into this. Giving someone wise counsel often means that you don't agree with what they want to do. So if you surround yourself by people who always support you and agree with you, whether you're right or wrong, then you are headed for disaster. You don't want to surround yourself with people who always agree with everything you say. Proverbs 27, verses 5 through 6 says, "Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." So this is another warning from Proverbs that it's better to be rebuked openly than to have hidden love. So it's better that people show you their love and not hide it. It's better to be rebuked openly than to have someone say they love you and never show it. But also it says that wounds from a friend can be trusted. So if a friend has to tell you something negative or they have to tell you something that doesn't make you feel so great, but it's true and it's wise, then it can be trusted and you should heed their advice. So the five types of people that you're going to remove from your inner circle: number one, people who don't challenge you to grow and evolve; two, people who don't clap when you win; three, people who abandon you when times are hard; four, people who agree with everything you say; and the last one are people who are prone to angry outbursts. Proverbs 22, verses 24 through 25 says, "Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you will learn their ways and get yourself ensnared." You don't want to have people in your inner circle who are always ready to pop off and go off and snap on people, because the Bible gives us the wisdom that if those are the types of people that you surround yourself with, you will learn their ways and you will become a person who is controlled by your emotions. And you don't want to be that. You want to be even tempered. You want to be mild mannered. You want to be able to control your emotions and not let them control you in order for you to be the best version of yourself and achieve success. So the five types of people, again, to remove from your inner circle: people who don't challenge you to grow and evolve, people who don't clap when you win, people who abandon you when times are hard, people who agree with everything you say, and people who are prone to angry outbursts. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of friendship. We thank you that you are the one who sticks closer than a brother. We pray now that you will give us wisdom to know who needs to stay and who needs to go from our lives. We call forth now godly friendships, wise friendships, godly counsel, people who come walk alongside us through this journey of life, who will undergird us, who will support us, and who will give us your wisdom and your counsel. Give us the strength and courage to cut off the things and people that need to be cut off from our lives. We break every soul tie now, every ungodly soul tie. And we thank you for courage. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge and revelation. We will be empowered and surrounded by people who will support us and who will help us go into the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.